When Kanga, Tigger and Roo arrived home, Kanga said she would make them pancakes for dinner, but Tigger said that he didn't think he would be able to eat any pancakes, so Roo said that he would eat them for him, and he did. When the pancakes had been disposed of, there was extract of malt for afters, but Tigger said he didn't think he could eat any of that either. "Not even extract of malt?" asked Kanga. "My, my, that's what comes of snacks between meals." After dinner, Roo brought out the big atlas which they had borrowed from Christopher Robin. While Kanga darned socks, Roo and Tigger jumped over oceans, conquered nations, and tore off a corner of Madagascar by mistake. Suddenly, Tigger sat back on his haunches and looked down at West Africa, which was spread out beneath his feet. He blinked a couple of times and let loose a magnificent burp. "Tigger, dear," said Kanga, a little less mildly than usual. Roo started to giggle and look more closely at Tigger.
"Are you all right?"
he asked.
"Never better,"
said Tigger, burping again and looking startled.
"What's that country?"
Looking over Tigger's shoulder, Kanga identified it. "That's the Ivory Coast."
"Ivory Coast," murmured Roo. "Sounds lovely."
Tigger said,
"I was just wondering, where do I come from?"
"Don't you remember?" asked Kanga.
"Now you come to mention it, I do. I remember a forest with trees much taller than the ones in the 100-acre wood, and monkeys. I'm sure I remember monkeys. At least I think I am sure."
"Sounds like Africa," said Kanga. "Now it's bath time and then bed."
"Oh no, not bath time,"
cried Roo, which was what he always said. Tigger said nothing. "Africa. Africa." It sounded right. Tigger found he could not sleep. He tried lying on his back, but he did not know where to put his legs. He tried lying on his side, but his whiskers tickled. He tried standing up, but only Eeyore could sleep standing up. So, finally, he curled up in a corner under the ironing board and shut his eyes. But sleep would not come. His skin felt crawly, as if all his stripes were running into one big stripe, like raindrops on a window pane. But when he opened his eyes to check, he was not all orange or all black, but just the same as he always was. He did not feel tiggerish. He did not feel well. He burped and groaned, and finally he slipped into a fitful sleep. Then he muttered,
"Africa,"
but his eyes remained shut.
"I expect he's dreaming of the jungle,"
said Roo, when they found him the next morning still muttering.
"That's what I expect."
At midday, Kanga sent Roo with a message to Christopher Robin's house.
"Christopher Robin! Christopher Robin!"
cried Roo.
"Tigger's not well. He's twitching and making noises."
"What sort of noises?"
"Rude ones, mainly."
"It's probably influenza," said Christopher Robin. He had had it himself, and Matron had said to keep warm and drink lots. So he made a thermos of hot cocoa and took it around to Kanga's house, along with a blue blanket that had a silky bit around the edge.
"But I don't think he's cold," said Roo. "At least he doesn't feel cold."
When Christopher Robin put the blanket over Tigger, he kicked it off, and when he poured out a mug of hot cocoa, Tigger sent it flying all over a woolen rug which a cousin of Kanda's had crocheted and sent her for Christmas. Christopher Robin called on Rabbit and Owl.
Rabbit said,
"Keep him warm and give him cocoa,"
which was not a lot of help, while Owl brought a black leather bag from which he removed a stethoscope and listened to Tigger's chest.
"What can you hear?"
asked Roo.
"And can I be doctor next?"
"No,"
said Owl.
"You cannot. All I can hear is drums, but it's probably just his heartbeat."
Tigger rolled his eyes and his tail stuck straight out behind him. Just then, Pooh arrived, clutching a pot of honey.
"Do you think Tigger would like this?"
he asked.
"Tiggers don't like honey,"
said Piglet.
"I had forgotten,"
said Pooh, and smiled a small relieved smile. That night and all the next day, Tigger lay under the ironing board, muttering to himself, watched over by each of his worried friends in turn. Then on the third day, when Rabbit was checking the tidiness of Kanga's cupboards while her back was turned and going, Tigger got up and slipped outside. "Poor Tigger," said Christopher Robin. "I wonder where he thinks he's going."
"To Africa, perhaps," said Pooh.
Roo asked,
"Which way is Africa?"
But nobody seemed to know.